For all the attention given to Arizona's immigration law, one part of the story is not well known. The state approved the law last April to answer concerns about illegal immigrants. The new law fueled a national debate, and this morning we'll tell you who drafted that law. An NPR investigation has found that the private prison industry played a key role in how Arizona's law came about. NPR's Laura Sullivan brings us the first of two reports.
This story begins in a small desert town called Benson, Arizona. There's a man named Glenn Nichols who works as a city manager. Not too long ago, two men showed up offering a deal.
The gentleman that's the main thrust of this thing has a huge turquoise ring on his finger. And he's a great big, huge guy. And I equated him to a car salesman.
What he was selling was a prison for immigrant women and children.
They came in here about a year and a half ago and was talking about building a facility to hold women and children that were illegals. You know, how positive this was going to be for the community, the amount of money that we would realize from each prisoner on a daily rate.
But Nichols wasn't buying. He asked them how could they possibly keep a prison full for years, decades even, with illegal immigrants.
They talked like they didn't have any doubt they could fill it.
That's because prison companies like this one had a plan, a new business model to lock up illegal immigrants. And the plan became Arizona's new immigration law. If it's upheld, it would require police to lock up anyone they stop who cannot show proof they entered the country legally. It could send hundreds of thousands of illegal immigrants to prison and bring hundreds of millions in profits to prison companies. NPR spent the past several months analyzing hundreds of pages of campaign finance reports, lobbying, and corporate records. They show prison companies participated in a behind-the-scenes effort to help write the law and get it passed. Arizona State Senator Russell Pierce says the bill was his idea. He says it's about what's best for the country.
Enough is enough. People need to focus on the cost of not enforcing our laws and securing our border. It is the Trojan horse destroying this country, and a republic cannot survive as a lawless nation.
But rather than taking his idea to the State House floor, Pierce took it instead to a hotel conference room. It was last December, the Grand Hyatt in Washington, D.C., a meeting of a secretive group called ALEC. It's short for the American Legislative Exchange Council. It's a group that has members. Some are state legislators, and some are big corporations, powerful companies and associations like Reynolds Tobacco, ExxonMobil, the NRA, and one other important member, the billion-dollar Corrections Corporation of America, the largest private prison company in the country. It was here, among these people, that Russell Pierce's idea took shape.
I did a presentation, I went through the facts, I went through the impacts, and they said, yeah.
The 50 or so people in the room included officials from the Corrections Corporation, according to two sources who were there. Pierce and the Corrections Corporation have been coming to these meetings for years. Both have seats on the board. And this issue was an important one for the Corrections Corporation. According to company reports reviewed by NPR, executives believe immigrant detention is their next big market. Last year, they wrote that they expect to bring in, quote, a significant portion of our revenues from ICE, the agency that detains illegal immigrants. In the conference room, the group decided they would turn the immigration idea into a model bill. They discussed and debated language. Then they voted on Pierce's idea.
There were no votes. I never had one person speak up in objection to make this model legislation.
4 months later, that model legislation became almost word for word Arizona's immigration law. They even named it. They called it the Support Our Law Enforcement and Safe Neighborhoods Act. Michael Huff is one of ALEC's staff directors.
ALEC is the conservative, free market-oriented, limited government group. That's why we're in existence.
Huff organized the December meeting.
So they're sitting in a room together writing legislation.
Yeah, that's the way it's set up. It's a public-private partnership, and that's how it's set up so that we believe both sides, businesses, and lawmakers should be at the same table together.
Nothing about this is illegal. Pierce's immigration plan became a prospective bill, and Pierce took it home to Arizona.
Is there a concern at all that it could look like the private prison corporations have an access to you that other groups may not?
No, they don't. Tell me when the last time I met with any of them.
Well, every time you meet with ALEC, right?
No, not true. I don't go there to meet with them with Alec. I go there to meet with other legislators.
Pierce may go there to meet with other legislators, but 200 private companies pay tens of thousands of dollars to meet with legislators like him. As soon as Pierce's bill hit the Arizona State House floor in January, there were signs of Alec's influence. 36 co-sponsors jumped on, a number almost unheard of in the Capitol. According to records obtained by NPR, two-thirds of them either went to that December meeting or are members of Alec. That same week, the Corrections Corporation hired a powerful new lobbyist to work the Capitol, according to state records. The Corrections Corporation declined requests for an interview. In a statement, a spokesman said the company, quote, unequivocally has not at any time lobbied, nor have we had any outside consultants lobby on immigration law. At the Capitol, campaign donations started to appear. 30 of the 36 co-sponsors received donations over the next 6 months from prison lobbyists or prison companies, the Corrections Corporation, Management and Training Corporation, and the GEO Group. By April, the bill was on Governor Jan Brewer's desk. Brewer had her own connection to private prison companies. State records show two of her top advisors are former prison lobbyists, her spokesman, and her campaign manager. She signed the bill 4 days later.
This bill, the Support Law Enforcement and Safe Neighborhoods Act, strengthens the laws of our state.
That's the same name the group gave the model bill in the Hyatt conference room. Brewer and her spokesman did not respond to requests for comment. In May, one of the prison companies, the GEO Group, had a conference call with investors. When asked about the bill, company executives made light of it. What bill? They asked.
Any thoughts on the impact from the recent Arizona immigration legislation?
Well, did they have some legislation on immigration?
Then the company's president, Wayne Calabrese, cut in.
Clint, this is Wayne. I can only believe that the opportunities at the federal level are going to continue apace as a result of what's happening. Those people coming across the border being caught are going to have to be detained. And that, to me at least, suggests there's going to be enhanced opportunities for what we do.
Opportunities that prison companies helped create. Laura Sullivan, NPR News.
Now, tomorrow we're going to take a closer look at this legislative group, ALEC, and how it operates. And you can see a diagram of the connections between ALEC, private prison companies, and Arizona lawmakers by going to npr.org.